Craigslist of the Zionist sellout traitors who voted yes to merge our militaries together. For the AIPAC All-Stars, we got Marshall Blackburn and Tel Aviv Ted, just to name a few. Most disappointed with is Senator Rand Paul, or should I say Paulenstein, who claims to be a constitutionalist, but doesn't realize merging militaries with the enemy is treason? But don't worry, guys, they haven't taken over the executive branch yet. Oh, never mind. What's crazy is even when the bad ones leave this earth, to substitute in his Zionist sister to still vote yes. We were able to delay them yesterday because they needed a total of 60 votes. They only got 51. It doesn't stop there, though, because that same portion of the bill, House just added that part to the Save America Act, which they passed yesterday, which we already know all of these traitors will vote yes on. And Tel Aviv Ted even looks like Benedict Arnold. You want real justice from these traitors? We need to go back to how our founding fathers dealt with them in the 1790s when they passed the Crimes Act. Call your senators and let them know you know about the 1790 Crimes Act. Let's wake up.